Why don't we lift our hands towards heaven?
Lad os løfte hænderne mod himlen.
If you love the Lord, lift your hands towards Jesus.
Hvis du elsker Herren, løft dine hænder til ham.
When we lift our hands towards Jesus, it's surrender.
Når vi løfter vores hænder mod ham, så er det overgivelse.
It's the words we were just singing.
Det er de ord, vi lige har sunget.
I'm all yours.
Jeg er din.
You can have it all.
Du kan få det hele.
Have all of me.
Ha' hele mig.
So I want you right now, just using your own words.
Så lige nu, bare brug dine egne ord.
To tell the Lord.
Til at fortælle Herren.
In your own language.
På dit eget sprog.
I'm yours.
Jeg er din.
I'm all yours.
Jeg er helt din.
My mind is yours.
Mit sind er dit.
My heart is yours.
Mit hjerte er dit.
My body is yours.
Min krop er din.
My family is yours.
Min familie er din.
My talents are yours.
Mine talenter er dine.
My life is yours.
Mit liv er dit.
Come on, lift your voice right now.
Brug jeres stemmer.
For one more minute.
Med jeres egne ord til Herren.
Tell him.
Fortæl ham det.
Surrender tonight.
Overgiv jer i aften.
There's an encounter for everyone who surrenders.
Der er en kraft til alle som overgiver sig.
I know we did it last night.
Jeg ved vi gjorde det i går.
I know we did it this morning.
Jeg ved vi gjorde det i morges.
But he wants a fresh praise right now.
Han vil gerne have en frisk lovpris.
He wants all of you right now.
Han vil have jer nu.
I'm all yours, Lord.
Jeg er din her.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, Lord.
Sign dit navn.
In the presence of the Lord, there is healing.
I Herrens nærvær er der helbredelse.
If you have pain in your body anywhere in this auditorium, just lift your hands. Hvis du har
smerte nogen steder i din krop,
physical pain in your body,
så løft din hånd. Fysisk smerte i din krop.
If you see someone with their hand raised, just put your hand on their shoulder.
Og hvis du ser nogen der har hånden løftet, så læg lige hånden på skulderen af den.
Even in the balcony, I can't see, but if there's people,
jeg kan ikke se hvad der sker deroppe, men ræk hænderne op hvis du er syg og læg hånden på skulderen af dem der
står
med oprakte hænder, så skal vi bede.
Do you believe in the healer?
Tror I han er helbrederen?
Denmark, do we believe in the God who heals?
Danmark, tror vi på en Gud der helbreder?
Is he a miracle working God?
Er han en mirakelvirkende Gud?
Is he more than able?
Er han mere end i stand til?
Well, why don't we just lay hands on the sick now?
Så lad os lægge hænder på de syge lige nu.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
You pray.
Bed.
You pray.
I beder.
You pray.
Bed.
Command the mountain to leave.
Befal bjergene at forsvinde.
Command the pain to leave.
Befal smerten at forsvinde.
Command disease to leave.
Befal sygdom at forsvinde.
Command infirmity to leave.
Befal svaghed at forsvinde.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Rabo se teke seramondo robo se andaraba. Thank you, Lord, for healing people right now.
Tak her, du helbreder mennesker lige nu.
Just a healing virtue right now.
Helbredende strøm lige nu.
Pain in the shoulder.
Smerter i skuldrene.
Pain on your back.
Smerter i ryggen.
Everywhere there's pain, we command it to leave in the name of Jesus.
Smerte befaler vi at det forsvinder i Jesu navn.
By your stripes we are healed.
Ved dine sår er vi lægt.
Lord, you sent forth your word and healed our disease.
Herre, du sendte dit ord ud og det helbredte.
Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins and our sickness.
Jesus, du døde på korset for vores synder og vores sygdomme.
So we apply the blood of Jesus across this auditorium right now.
Anvender Jesu blod hen over hele auditoriet.
And we speak healing.
Og vi taler helbred.
And life.
Og liv.
Healing.
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 Helbred.
And life.
Og liv.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Just for one minute, just test it. How many of you, if you can tell that the pain is gone from your body or is a lot less.
Mærk efter, og hvis du kan mærke at smerten er forsvundet eller er blevet meget mindre.
You feel something tangible on your body.
Hvis du kan mærke noget rent konkret.
And it feels different now.
Og det føles anderledes nu.
Is there anyone like that? Just wave your hands at me.
Er der nogen, så vink lige til mig?
Look at that. Denmark, look at that. 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 In the balcony. Over there in the back, the elderly people there over the side. Up above. Can you give God praise?
Lad os give Gud lovpris.
Can you give Jesus honor? Can you give Jesus worship?
Lad os give Gud tilbedelse.
He's a healer.
Han er helbrederen.
He's a miracle working God.
Han er mirakelvirkeren.
He's a miracle worker.
Han er mirakelvirkeren.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. You deserve. Tell him you're worthy of it all. You're worthy. You're worthy. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? For from you. Come on, Denmark. Let all of calling hear. He is worthy of it all.
You're
worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things.
You deserve. Father, that's our prayer. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise. You're worthy of it all.
You're
worthy of it all.
Jesus.
And Lord, just like you removed pain from so many bodies just then,
og her ligesom du har fjernet sygdom fra så mange kroppe bare lige nu her.
I pray you remove pain from people's hearts.
Så beder jeg også om at du fjerner smerter fra menneskers hjerter.
You remove the wounds in people's souls.
De sår der er i menneskers sjæl.
And tonight will be a night of healing.
At i aften må være en aften med helbredelse.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Why don't you please take your seat, smile at the person next to you.
Og find din plads og smil til den, der sidder ved siden af dig.
We're going to get straight into the word. Numbers chapter 14.
Og så skal vi ind i Guds ord. Vi er i 4. Mosebog, kapitel 14.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 24.
4. Mosebog, kapitel 14, vers 24.
Thank you, worship team. Can we give these guys a big
tak,
hand?
Tak, lovsanger. Lad os give dem en kæmpe hånd.
One verse.
It vers.
Says, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went and his descendants shall inherit it.
Men i min tjener Caleb var der en anden ånd, og han var fuldt og helt med mig. Ham vil jeg føre ind i det land, han har været i, og hans efterkommere skal tage det i besiddelse.
I want you to pay attention to this verse.
Læg mærke til det her vers.
There was only two people that entered the promised land from Moses' generation.
Der var kun to der kom ind i det forjættede land fra Moses' generation.
One was Joshua, one was Caleb.
Den ene hed Josua, den anden hed Caleb.
And the Bible says Moses is about Caleb because he had a different spirit.
Og Bibelen siger om Caleb han havde en anden ånd.
But this is the phrase I want you to pay attention to.
Men det jeg gerne vil have I skal lægge mærke til.
He said and has followed me fully.
Han har fulgt mig fuldt ud.
Okay, get them to say that in Danish really loud.
Fuldt ud.
Look at your neighbor say fuldt ud.
Kig på din nabo og sig fuldt ud.
I will bring into the land where he went.
Jeg vil bringe ham ind i det land han var i.
And his descendants, his children will inherit it.
Og hans børn, hans efterkommere skal arve det.
Listen to me.
Hør her.
If the only reason you're paying attention tonight,
hvis den eneste årsag til at du hører efter i aften,
is for the sake of your children, that's a good reason.
Er for dine børns skyld, så er det også en god årsag.
Because Caleb followed fully?
Fordi Caleb fulgte fuldt ud.
His descendants inherited promises.
På grund af det så arvede hans efterkommere løftet.
If you're 50, you're 60, you're 70 years old,
hvis du er 50, 60, 70,
keep following God fully.
Bliv ved med at følge Gud fuldt ud.
Even if not for your sake, for your children's sake.
Om ikke bare for din egen skyld, så for dine børn.
Because when one generation follows God fully, the next generation inherits promise.
Fordi når en generation følger fuldt ud, så arver den næste generation løftet.
All the teenagers should be really shouting right now.
Og alle teenagerne burde virkelig begejstret.
You should be grateful right now.
Virkelig taknemmelig på
for all the old people who are following God fully.
For alle de ældre som har fulgt Gud.
I've seen people who didn't follow God fully. They followed God partially.
Jeg har set folk der følger Gud delvis.
And when they didn't follow God fully,
og da de ikke følger Gud fuldt ud,
their children became more diluted.
Så blev deres børn udvandet.
See, to follow God fully does not mean to follow God flawlessly.
At følge Gud fuldt ud betyder ikke at man følger ham fejlfrit.
Nobody is perfect.
Der er ingen der er perfekt.
To follow God fully doesn't mean you never make a mistake.
At følge Gud fuldt ud betyder ikke at du ikke kommer til at lave en fejl.
Who here has never made a mistake?
Hvem her har lavet en fejl?
Never made a mistake.
Hvem har aldrig lavet en fejl?
Got like, you wow, there, huh? I'm thinking we're in heaven.
Sorry.
I was like, if you raise your hand, you made your first mistake. Lying.
Det var første fejl. Du løj.
So to follow God fully does not mean to follow God flawlessly.
At følge Gud fuldt ud betyder ikke at du følger ham uden fejl.
When something is flawless, it's perfect.
Hvis noget er uden fejl, så er det jo perfekt.
There's no flawless Christians.
Og der er ingen perfekte kristne.
But we tonight believe in Denmark there are fully following Christians.
Men vi tror der er nogen der følger fuldt ud i Danmark.
In fact, the name Caleb.
Faktisk Caleb navnet.
The name Caleb means wholehearted.
Caleb betyder helhjertet.
We have Jemima and I have two sons, Zeke and Caleb.
Har to sønner, Zeke og Caleb.
We didn't want Caleb as a name. We didn't have Caleb as a name, but the Lord spoke to me his name when we found out he was a boy.
Og det var ikke et navn som vi egentlig havde planlagt, men Herren talte det til os, da vi fandt ud af det var en dreng og sagde han skulle hedde Caleb.
And I thought, "Oh no, Caleb. I don't like the name Caleb. I like the name Joshua."
Oh nej, jeg kan ikke lide Caleb, jeg vil gerne have Joshua.
So I told Jemima, I said, "Honey, the Lord spoke to me the name of our son. It's Caleb,
so
David."
Så sagde Jemima, han har talt til mig og sagt, han skal hedde Caleb.
I said, "We better look it up so it means something good."
Vi må hellere slå det op og håbe, at det betyder noget godt så.
And it means wholehearted.
Og det betyder helhjertet.
Be careful what you call your kids.
Pas på, hvad du kalder dine børn.
Because they will walk in the destiny of the name you declare over them.
Fordi de kommer til at gå i den bestemmelse, som det navn vi kalder dem har.
My son Caleb, he's 10 years old.
Han er 10 år gammel.
And I'll tell you, he's wholehearted.
Og jeg siger jer, han er helhjertet.
He's either wholeheartedly good.
Enten helhjertet god.
Or he's wholeheartedly bad.
Eller helhjertet slem.
He doesn't do anything half-hearted.
Han gør ikke noget helhjertet.
He's either going to change the world.
Enten skal han forvandle verden.
Or destroy the world.
Eller ødelægge verden.
But we believe he's going to change the world.
Og vi tror han skal forvandle verden.
The name Caleb means wholehearted.
Navnet Caleb betyder helhjertet.
So Caleb wholehearted. He had a different spirit and he followed God wholeheartedly.
Så Caleb helhjertet havde en anden ånd og fulgte Gud helhjertet.
So my son Caleb, he's so energetic, he's so contagious.
Og min søn Caleb, han er så fyldt med energi og så smittende.
He's half colored, but he's wholehearted.
Sorry, he's half
colored.
Colored? Okay, han er semifarvet, men han er helhjertet.
Yeah, his mother is Danish.
Yeah.
His mother is Danish. His father is brilliant. Halfway through is
more dansk, far britisk, England blending.
No, not England. That was a joke. Never mind. Okay. You know, here's the thing about God.
Her er hvad det er med Gud.
You have to be all in or all out.
Du kan ikke være all in eller helt ude.
You can't be half-hearted.
Du kan ikke være halvhjertet.
Lukewarm is not his favorite temperature.
Lunken er ikke hans favorittemperatur.
He said in Revelations, "I'd rather you hot or cold, but in the middle, I'll vomit you out of my mouth."
Jeg vil hellere have, at du er kold eller varm, eller så spytter jeg dig ud af min mund.
If you do have a bank card in Denmark, you know you have ATM card.
Ja.
So when you use the ATM card,
så når du bruger dit kort i en hæveautomat,
and you put it in the machine,
og putter det ind i maskinen,
you might have the right code.
Så kan det godt være, du har den rigtige kode.
You might have lots of money.
Det kan godt være, du har mange penge.
You have the right bank.
Og du har den rigtige bank.
But if you don't put the card all the way in, the money won't come into your hand.
Hvis du putter kortet helt ind, kommer der ingen penge ud.
You can come to the right summer camp.
Du kan komme til den rigtige sommercamp.
You can be in the right company.
Du kan være i det rigtige selskab.
You can be in the best church.
Du kan være i den bedste kirke.
But if you don't go all the way in,
men hvis ikke du går helt ind,
you'll never truly possess.
Så kommer du aldrig helt til at tage besiddelse.
Second Chronicles 16 verse 9 says this.
I 2. Kronikker 16 vers 19 står der det her.
For the eyes of the Lord range to throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
Herrens øjne spejder ud over hele jorden for at styrke dem hvis hjerter er fuldt ud overgivet til ham.
See, the word fully is actually right through the Bible in the New King James version.
Ordet fuldt ud i New King James versionen her står.
Caleb
over
followed,
hele Bibelen.
Caleb followed fully.
Caleb fulgte fuldt ud.
David followed fully.
David fulgte fuldt ud.
Abraham followed fully.
Abraham fulgte fuldt ud.
Now it says the eyes of the Lord strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed, not part committed, not sometimes committed, not once a year committed.
Og nu står der Gud han styrker dem som er fuldt committed, ikke bare en gang imellem, ikke en gang om året, men fuldt ud overgivet.
Pretend this is a bottle of strength.
Forestil jer det her er en flaske styrke.
See, there's supernatural strength inside here.
Der er overnaturlig styrke i den.
The Bible says God is looking to and fro the earth.
Bibelen siger at Gud spejder ud over hele jorden.
And he wants to strengthen.
Og han ønsker at styrke.
He's looking to pour strength.
Han leder efter at udgyde styrke.
But he's not going to waste the bottle.
Men han vil ikke spilde den her flaske.
He's only going to pour the bottle on where people are fully committed.
Helle der hvor der er nogen der er fuldt ud overgivet.
Who wants to be strengthened tonight?
Hvem vil gerne styrkes i aften?
You need to say I want to be fully committed.
Så har vi brug for at sige jeg vil være fuldt ud overgivet.
God would rather a few people following fully.
Gud vil hellere have få der følger fuldt ud.
Than a whole multitude following partially.
En skare der følger ham delvist.
Gideon, I'd rather have 300 Gideon following fully.
Vil hellere have 300 der følger fuldt ud.
Than 30,000 following partially.
En 30,000 der fulgte delvist.
Jesus appeared to 500 people.
Jesus viste sig for 500 mennesker.
But he preferred 120 who followed fully.
Men han foretrak 120 som fulgte fuldt ud.
Than 500 following partially.
En 500 der fulgte delvist.
Apostolic Church of Denmark.
Apostolsk kirke i Danmark.
God would rather a few people following fully.
Gud vil hellere have nogle få der følger ham fuldt ud.
Than a big movement following partially.
En stor bevægelse der følger delvist.
Tonight he's not looking to strengthen everyone.
I aften er han ikke ude for at styrke alle.
He's only looking to strengthen those who are fully committed to him.
Han er ude for at styrke dem der er fuldt ud overgivet til ham.
In fact, look at Numbers 32:11, the same story about
Joshua. Se her i 4. Mosebog kapitel 32 vers 11.
It says because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, which is another word for Caleb or fully.
Det er et andet ord for Caleb her, jo helhjertet, fordi de ikke har fulgt mig helhjertet.
Because they didn't fully follow, not one of those who were 20 years old or more when they came out of Egypt will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Så er der ikke en af dem som var 20 år eller ældre som kommer til at se det lovede land jeg lovede Abraham, Isaac og Jakob.
Next verse.
Næste vers.
Not one except
ingen
Caleb.
Caleb.
Son of so and so and whatever.
Søn af et eller andet og et eller andet.
And Joshua son of Nun.
Og Josua søn af Nun.
It's like Moses is making the point very clearly again.
Why? Moses kommer med pointen igen meget meget klart.
Why did they inherit? For they followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
De fulgte Herren helhjertet.
Fully.
Fuldt ud.
Everyone say full.
Full.
But not drunk.
Men ikke fuld.
I know your Danish word means drunk.
Jeg ved godt, hvad det danske ord betyder.
No drunk.
Ikke fuld.
So you're saying, but Pastor Mark, of course I'm following God fully.
Men Pastor Mark, selvfølgelig følger jeg Gud fuldt ud.
I come to summer camp.
Jeg kommer jo til summer camp.
In Kolding.
I Kolding.
In the rain.
Og det regner.
I bring my family.
Og jeg har min familie med.
I stay in a tent.
Og jeg bor i telt.
I'm following God fully.
Jeg følger Gud fuldt ud.
Well done.
Nam, flot.
How do you know if you're following God fully?
Hvordan ved man om man følger Gud fuldt ud?
I'm going to give you three things that must not be in your language or your life or your relationship with God if you are really following God fully.
Nu giver jeg tre ting som ikke må være i jeres sprogbrug i jeres liv eller på nogen måde hvis I gerne vil følge Gud fuldt ud.
Look at your neighbor, say get ready.
Se på din nabo og sig gør dig klar.
Say, get ready.
Gør dig klar.
Three things.
Tre ting.
Cannot be in your life.
Som ikke må være i dit liv.
Number one.
For det første.
Conditions.
Betingelser.
You cannot follow God fully.
Du kan ikke følge Gud fuldt ud.
And have conditions to how you follow God.
Og så have betingelser for hvordan du følger ham.
Because to follow God fully is to follow God unconditionally.
At følge Gud fuldt ud betyder at følge ham betingelsesløst.
But you say I don't have conditions.
Men jeg har ikke nogen betingelser, siger du.
But how many people have heard things like this?
Men hvor mange af jer har hørt sådan noget?
You know, if God gives me my dream house, then I'll follow him.
Hvis Gud giver mig mit drømmehus, så skal jeg nok følge ham.
If God heals my pain, hvis then I will serve him.
Hvis Gud fjerner min smerte, så skal jeg nok tjene ham.
If God calms the storm in my family, then I will dedicate my life to him.
Hvis Gud dæmper den storm der i min familie, så vil jeg give mit liv til ham.
If I get a pay rise in my job, then I'll give in the offering.
Hvis jeg får lønforhøjelse, så skal jeg nok give noget til kirken også.
If Pastor Jim prophesies over me, then I will step into full-time ministry.
Hvis Pastor Jim profeterer over mig, så vil jeg give mig.
And it sounds like a condition.
Det lyder lidt som en betingelse.
I'll only serve God
jeg tjener kun
if
Gud,
he does all these things for me.
Hvis han gør alt det her for mig.
If God gives me the desires of my heart,
hvis Gud giver mig det, mit hjerte længes efter,
then I'll delight myself in the Lord.
Så vil jeg glæde mig i Herren.
Wrong way around.
Men det er den forkerte vej
rundt. Says delight yourself in the Lord.
Så glæd dig selv i Herren.
And then he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Og så vil han give dig, hvad dit hjerte begærer.
There's nothing wrong with making your request known to God.
Der er ikke noget galt med at have nogle ønsker til Gud.
Jesus tells us to ask.
Jesus siger, vi skal bede.
Paul tells us to ask.
Paulus siger, vi skal bede.
In all his letters, he says, ask the Lord, bring your supplication to
alle
God.
Alle brevene kom med jeres bønner, jeres anråbelser til Gud.
But there's a big difference between asking God.
Men der er en stor forskel mellem at bede Gud om noget.
And holding the outcome in his face as a condition before serving him.
Og så at holde det ønske du gerne vil have op i ansigtet for ham som en betingelse.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 8:19.
Matthæus 8 vers 19.
Look what it says. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go." It sounded like he's following fully.
Så kom der en skriftklog og sagde til ham, "Mester, jeg vil følge dig hvor end du går." Det lyder som om det er helhjertet.
But it's like Jesus understood what was going on.
Men det er som om Jesus godt ved hvad der skete her. Næste vers.
Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
Jesus sagde, "Ræve har huler og fugle har redder, men menneskesønnen har ikke noget sted at lægge sit hoved."
It's as if the guy said, "Lord, I'll follow you unconditionally, I follow you fully," but Jesus saw in his heart.
Det lød som om at han siger, jeg følger dig fuldt ud og betingelsesløst, men Jesus så at i hans hjerte.
Unless I stay at the Kollingfjord, I will not follow.
Men mindre jeg kan få lov at bo på Kollingfjord hotel, så følger jeg dig ikke.
And he says, "Foxes have holes."
Og så siger han, ræve har huler.
Dens have birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Himmelens fugle har redder, men det har menneskesønnen ikke.
Then he saw another one. He said, "Go down the next verse." He says,
"This the verse."
Then another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father."
En anden af hans disciple sagde, "Herre, lad mig først gå hen og begrave min far."
But Jesus said.
Men Jesus sagde.
Jesus said, "Follow me.
Følg mig.
And let the dead bury their own dead."
Og lad de døde begrave deres egne.
You know, when I first read it, I was very sad.
Da jeg først læste det, var jeg sådan lidt ked af det.
But Jesus wasn't saying like the father died on Friday, the funeral was on Sunday.
Men Jesus sagde,
Jesus said, "No, never mind."
Sagde at faren var død der om fredagen, og så var der begravelse om søndagen, og så sagde Jesus, "Nej, det er lige meget det der."
What this man was really saying is, "Lord, let me serve you after my parents go to heaven."
Det han i virkeligheden siger er, "Far, jeg vil gerne tjene dig efter at mine forældre er døde."
"I'll follow you, but on my time."
Jeg vil gerne følge dig, men i min tidsplan.
"When it suits me."
Når det passer mig.
"When I've saved enough money."
Når jeg har sparet nok penge.
"When the kids are grown up."
Når børnene er vokset op.
Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
Jesus siger, lad de døde begrave deres døde.
"And you just follow me."
Kom og følg mig.
"Follow me without conditions."
Kom og følg mig uden betingelser.
Do you know, I think conditions come into our heart very easily when we are dry.
Jeg tror at betingelser kommer let ind i vores hjerte når vi er tør.
When your walk with the Lord starts to get dry,
når din vandring med Herren begynder at blive lidt tør,
we tend to throw conditions in.
Så har vi sådan en tendens til at lægge nogle betingelser.
Because I've never met anyone who's had an encounter that had conditions.
Jeg har aldrig mødt nogen som sådan havde et møde med Gud og så havde betingelser.
You know, tonight God touches you.
I aften rører Gud dig.
Like he touched Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6.
Som han rørte Isaias i.
Like he touched me in 2005.
Som han rørte mig i 2005.
Like he touched many people in this room.
Som han har rørt mange af jer her i rummet.
In the middle of the encounter.
Og midt i det med at møde med Gud.
People go, "God, I love you."
Åh Gud, jeg elsker dig.
"I'll serve you."
Jeg tjener dig.
"I'll go wherever you want."
Jeg vil gøre hvad som helst.
But just four conditions, Lord.
Jeg har lige fire betingelser her.
Nobody ever does that.
Det er ikke nogen der gør.
Because in an encounter, it washes away the dryness.
Fordi midt i et møde, så bliver al den der tørhed vasket væk.
Often our conditions are just dryness crystallized.
Ofte så er vores betingelser bare noget tørhed, der er krystalliseret.
Tonight, we want to surrender our conditions.
I aften vil vi gerne overgive vores betingelser.
Say, "God, I serve you unconditionally."
Herre, jeg vil tjene dig betingelsesløst.
Even if it never works out for me.
Selvom det ikke kommer til at virke for
mig. Even if the pastor never gives me the job.
Selvom den præst aldrig giver mig jobbet.
Even if I don't get the raise.
Selvom jeg ikke får lønforhøjelse.
Even if I don't get the right person that I want to marry. And
selvom hende, der jeg gerne vil give for mig, ikke bliver den, jeg får.
I will serve you.
Så vil jeg tjene dig.
Second thing is compartments.
Det andet det er afdelinger.
If you're going to serve the Lord fully,
hvis du tjener Gud fuldt ud,
you cannot have compartments.
Så kan du ikke have masser små inddelinger og afdelinger.
What's a compartment?
Hvad er en inddeling eller en afdeling?
You know, in a chest of drawers, you have
compartments. Du har en kommode med en masse afdelinger.
You put your shirt in one.
Du putter noget ind i et rum.
Shorts in one.
Og noget ind i et andet rum.
Your jocks, or what do you call them here? Okay. Whatever. You put all your different things in different rooms.
Du putter alle tøj ind i forskellige rum.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because compartments keep things separate.
Fordi de der afdelinger, de ligesom holder tingene adskilt.
If you want to follow God fully,
hvis du vil tjene Gud fuldt ud,
you can't have compartments.
Så kan du ikke have alle de der afdelinger.
This is my Sunday life.
Det er mit søndagsliv.
This is my work life.
Det er mit arbejdsliv.
My family life.
Mit familieliv.
The boys' night out life.
Min ud med drengene aften.
My hobby.
Mine hobbyer.
My hobby.
Min hobby.
So many different areas.
Så mange forskellige områder.
I'm not saying you can't be organized.
Jeg siger ikke, at du ikke kan være organiseret.
And I'm not saying you can't have different circles of friends.
Og jeg siger ikke, at du kan have forskellige cirkler af venner.
But the problem with compartments is that we don't end up giving our whole life to God.
Men problemet med de der inddelinger er, at det så ikke bliver hele livet, vi giver Gud.
We tend to give some compartments to God.
Så har vi en tendens til, at der er nogle af de afdelinger og inddelinger, vi giver til Gud, og andre ikke.
For example. We will bring our debt to God because we want him to make it disappear.
Vi giver ham vores gæld, fordi vi vil gerne have, at han får den til at forsvinde.
But we don't want to bring our savings to God because we think he'll make it disappear.
Men vi giver ikke vores opsparing til Gud, fordi vi er bange for, at han får den til at forsvinde.
We'll bring our sickness to God because we want him to heal us.
Vi bringer vores sygdom til Gud, fordi vi gerne vil have, at han helbreder os.
And tonight Jesus healed people.
Og i dag aften har Jesus helbredt mennesker.
But we don't want to bring our energy to God because we think he'll take that away as well.
Men vi bringer ikke al vores energi til ham, fordi vi tænker, så tager han nok den væk.
We'll bring our barrenness to God because we want children.
Vi bringer vores skoldhed, hvis ikke vi kan få børn, ufrugtbarhed til Gud.
But we don't want to bring our children to God because they'll get too involved with the church.
Men vi bringer ikke vores børn til Gud, fordi så bliver de nok bare for involveret i kirken.
So we are selective.
Så vi vælger.
God, you can have this compartment.
Gud, du kan få den her afdeling.
But not this compartment.
Men ikke den her afdeling.
You can have this day.
Du kan have det her dag.
But not this day.
Men ikke den her dag.
You can have this part of my money.
Du kan få den her del af mine
penge. But not this part of my money.
Men ikke den her del af mine penge.
You can have some of my family.
Du kan få noget af min familie.
But you can't have all of my family.
Men du kan ikke få hele min familie.
We do compartments and it becomes very complicated.
Vi deler det ind, og så bliver det meget kompliceret.
C.S. Lewis said he's either lord of all.
C.S. Lewis siger enten er han herre over alt.
Or he's not lord at all.
Eller også er han slet ikke herre.
All the compartments must belong to God.
Alle afdelingerne må tilhøre ham.
You know, the rich young ruler.
Den rige unge mand.
He said, "Here, all these compartments you can have. I've done it all."
Her, alle de her afdelinger, dem kan du have det hele her.
But there's one compartment don't touch.
Men der er lige en afdeling her, du ikke skal røre ved.
And Jesus said, "If you're going to follow me, you need to give me everything."
Og Jesus siger, hvis du skal følge mig, så må du give mig det hele.
And he walked away very sad.
Og så gik han bedrøvet væk.
Compare the rich young ruler to Abraham.
Sammenlign den rige unge mand her med Abraham.
God said to Abraham, "Give me your son, your only son."
Jesus siger, Gud siger til Abraham, "Giv mig din søn, din eneste søn."
I have a question. Did God want the knife through Isaac?
Lad mig lige stille et spørgsmål. Tror I Gud han vil have at kniven skulle gå igennem Isak?
He wanted the knife through Abraham's compartments.
Han ville have kniven igennem Abrahams afdeling.
He said, "Here's a man who will hold nothing back from me."
Her er virkelig en, som ikke vil holde noget tilbage fra mig.
Here's a man who has no compartments.
Her er en mand, som ikke har nogen inddelinger.
Nothing he will keep.
Ikke noget han vil beholde.
This verse is pretty amazing. 1 Kings chapter 11.
Første Kongebog 11, det er et fantastisk vers her.
This is what it says: Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Salomo gjorde ondt i Herrens øjne.
Listen, did not fully follow, there's the word again, fully follow the Lord as did his father David.
Og fulgte ikke fuldt ud Herren som hans far David.
Now, if you know the story, you should be a little bit confused.
Hvis I kender historien, så kan det være I lidt forvirret nu.
I understand Solomon didn't fully follow the Lord.
Jeg forstår godt, at Salomo ikke fuldt ud fulgte Herren.
He had lots of wives.
Han havde mange koner.
He served other gods.
Han tjente andre guder.
He started well, but he didn't end well.
Han begyndte godt, men han sluttede ikke godt.
But if you know the story of David,
men hvis du kender Davids historie,
how can you say he fully followed the Lord?
Hvordan kan han sige, han fuldt ud fulgte Herren?
He was very good for most of it.
Det meste gik ret godt.
But there was one season where he not only committed adultery, he committed murder.
Der var lige en periode, hvor han ikke bare begik utroskab, men også
mor. You know the story?
Kender I historien?
So why does the Bible say that his father David followed fully, only Solomon didn't follow fully?
Så hvorfor kan han sige, at hans far David fulgte ham fuldt ud, og det gjorde Salomo ikke?
Both made mistakes.
Begge lavede fejl.
What's the difference?
Hvad er forskellen?
David had no compartments.
David havde ingen afdelinger.
When he realized he sinned,
da han indså, han havde
he
syndet,
said, "Create in me a clean heart."
Så sagde han, skab
God, you can have my strength.
Hjerte.
You can have my weakness.
Du kan få min styrke. Du kan få min svaghed.
You can have my sin.
Du kan få min synd.
Have my fears.
Have min frygt.
Have everything.
Have det hele.
Solomon kept some things away from God.
Salomo holdt noget væk fra ham.
This is why you don't need to be a perfect follower.
Det er derfor du ikke behøver være en perfekt efterfølger.
You don't need to be a flawless follower.
Du behøver ikke være en ufejlbarlig efterfølger.
You just need to surrender. Everything.
Du har bare brug for at overgive alt,
including your addictions,
inklusive dine afhængigheder,
the secret sins that even your spouse doesn't know about,
de hemmelige synder ikke engang din ægtefælle ved,
your fears that you haven't told your best friend,
den frygt du ikke engang har fortalt din bedste ven om,
but God knows,
men Gud kender det.
David gave God
David gav Gud alt.
He gave him his whole heart.
Han gav sit hele hjerte.
Including the bad parts.
Inklusive de dårlige.
See, God
dele.
Is not looking for perfect followers.
Men Gud leder ikke efter perfekte efterfølgere.
He's looking for full followers.
Han leder efter efterfølgere, der er fuldt ud med.
Tonight,
i aften,
people are going to get their lives right.
Så er der mennesker, der får deres liv sat på plads.
And say, God,
Gud,
I give you all of me.
Jeg giver dig hele mig.
No more conditions.
Ikke mere flere betingelser.
No more compartments.
Ikke flere afdelinger og inddelinger.
It all belongs to you.
Det tilhører dig, det hele.
You know, the Titanic sank over 100 years ago.
For omkring 100 år siden sank Titanic.
And the historians have told us.
Og historikerne fortæller os,
that because at the bottom of the ship everything was in watertight compartments.
I bunden af skibet var alt inddelt i sådan nogle vandtætte afdelinger.
And when the iceberg hit the ship and it tore a hole in the bottom.
Og da isbjerget ramte skibet, så skrællede det et hul i bunden.
The water flooded into the ship.
Og så kom vandet ind i skibet.
But because it was watertight compartments.
Men fordi det var vandtætte afdelinger.
It only filled one part and it tipped the boat over.
Så fyldte det kun den ene del, og så tippede den hurtigere.
If there was no compartments, the water would have gone right through the whole ship.
Hvis ikke der var nogen afdelinger, så var vandet kommet ind i hele skibet.
It might have taken longer to sink.
Og det havde nok taget længere tid at synke.
And they might have saved more people.
Og de havde måske reddet flere mennesker.
When you have compartments,
når du har afdelinger,
it will sink your life.
Så får det dit liv til at synke.
You know, I grew up very confused.
Jeg voksede op forvirret.
I am. You heard yesterday. I'm.
You heard det går.
Aussie and also.
Ja, Aussie.
Asian.
Jeg er fra Australien og også asiat.
Aussie. I'm too Asian to be Aussie.
To asiater og en Aussie.
But too Aussie to be Asian.
For meget Aussie til at være asiat og omvendt.
So growing up, I had Aussie friends and Asian friends.
Så jeg havde Aussie venner, jeg havde asiat venner.
Then on top of that, I had Christian friends and non-Christian friends.
Og så havde jeg kristne venner og ikke kristne venner.
Where's the young people? You know what I'm talking about.
I ved hvad jeg snakker om, unge, ikke?
So you know, if you like a graph, my life was divided into four.
Så ligesom sådan et koordinatsystem, så var mit liv delt ind i fire.
The Aussie Asian line.
Vi har Aussie Asiat linjen.
And the Christian non-Christian line.
Og kristen ikke kristen linjen.
So I had the Aussie Christian.
Så jeg havde de Aussie kristne.
The Asian Christians.
De asiatiske kristne.
The Asian non-Christian.
De asiatiske ikke kristne.
And the Aussie non-Christian.
Og de Aussie ikke kristne.
I had four groups of friends.
Så jeg havde fire grupper venner.
And I liked all four.
Jeg kunne godt lide alle fire.
But I never wanted all four to mix.
Men jeg ville ikke have de fire til at komme sammen.
Until one day.
Indtil en dag.
My mom said, you're going to have a 21st birthday party, and we're going to invite all your friends.
Og min mor sagde, vi skal have fødselsdagsfest, og du skal invitere alle dine venner.
So, as you can tell, I had four compartments.
Og jeg havde fire afdelinger, kan I høre.
Aussie Christian, Asian Christian, Asian non-Christian.
Aussie kristne, asiatisk kristne, asiatisk ikke kristne.
I like my compartments.
Jeg kunne godt lide mine afdelinger.
Everything is fine.
Alt er fint.
But then mom said, you're going to invite everybody. We're going to invite the church friends, the community, your uni friends,
kirkevennerne og dem fra området, lokalområdet og familien.
I'm like, no, mom.
Nej, mor.
I'll have four parties.
Jeg har fire fester, ikke også?
But I'm not having one party.
Jeg skal ikke have én fest.
That night was the worst night of my life.
Det var den værste aften i mit liv.
She said, I asked the pastor, we can have the party at the church.
Jeg har spurgt præsten, og han sagde, vi kan have festen i kirken.
I was half happy.
Jeg var halvt glad.
Other half not happy.
Og den anden halvdel ikke særlig glad.
That night I had my uni friends, my church friends. I didn't know what accent to use.
Jeg havde mine univenner og mine kirkevenner, og jeg vidste ikke hvad for en dialekt jeg skulle bruge.
I didn't know whether to Jesus is a swear word or a praise word.
Jeg vidste ikke om Jesus det var et lovprisningsord eller et bandeord.
I don't know whether to pray the water becomes wine or the wine becomes water.
Jeg vidste ikke om vandet skulle blive til vin eller vinen skulle blive til vand.
I was so confused.
Jeg var så forvirret.
At the end, my mom says, "We're going to get the pastor to pray for you."
Til sidst så sagde min mor, vi får præsten til at bede for dig.
I said, "Pray for me at summer camp. Don't pray for me at my 21st birthday."
Nej, bed for mig på sommercamp, ikke på min 25 års fødselsdag.
But I've compartmentalized. I'm very torn.
Men jeg var splittet. Jeg havde lavet de her afdelinger.
So we actually have a picture. I don't have it here.
Vi har faktisk et billede. Jeg har ikke lige taget det med.
Of the pastor laying hands and praying for me.
Præsten der lægger hænder på mig og beder for mig.
And my like this. Ready?
Og jeg er sådan her.
One eye closed, one eye open.
Et øje lukket, et øje åbent, og min hånd sådan.
I was so confused.
Jeg var så forvirret.
It was the worst night of my life.
Værste aften i mit liv.
Because I didn't know who I was.
Fordi jeg vidste ikke hvem jeg var.
You will live a frustrated Christianity.
Du kommer til at leve en frustreret kristen.
While you have compartments.
Hvis du har de afdelinger.
Now I don't mind.
Nu er jeg ligeglad.
Christian, non-Christian.
Kristen, ikke kristen.
Asian, Australian.
Asiater.
One big family.
Vi er en stor familie.
Enjoy the diversity.
Og nyder forskellighed.
I know who I am in Christ.
Jeg ved hvem jeg er i Kristus.
I know who I am in Christ.
Jeg ved hvem jeg er i Kristus.
If you're going to follow God fully, no compartments.
Men hvis du skal følge Gud fuldt ud, kan du ikke have de der inddelinger.
Tonight.
I aften,
you're gonna take the axe and smash all your compartments.
Så skal du tage øksen og så smadre alle de der inddelinger du har lavet.
Tonight I'm the same person when I leave.
I aften den samme når jeg forlader.
Everywhere.
En person. Samme alle steder jeg er.
And number three, finally.
Og den tredje ting.
If we're gonna follow God fully.
Hvis vi skal følge Gud fuldt ud.
No conditions.
Ingen betingelser.
No compartments.
Ingen afdelinger.
No complacency.
Og ingen behagelighed.
Complacency.
Behagelighed.
This one is the hardest one.
Normalighed. Den er lidt sværere.
Do they know what complacency means?
No, apathy. Yeah, they know what malig is, yes. I know that.
See, with conditions.
Med betingelserne.
It's an idolatry issue because you're elevating something above God.
Så det er et afgudsspørgsmål, for der er noget du ophæver over Gud.
With compartments, it's a lordship issue because not all of it belongs to God.
Med inddelingerne så har det noget med at sige hvem er herre, fordi det ikke er det hele han er herre over.
But with complacency.
Men når det drejer sig om mageligheden.
It's a passion issue.
Så det er et passions issue.
You can identify conditions.
Du kan godt identificere betingelserne.
You can even identify compartments.
Du kan også godt identificere dine inddelinger.
But it's hard to identify complacency.
Men det er svært at fange den der behagelighed eller magelighed.
You know, there's a verse, Luke 22:54.
Der er et vers i Lukas 22:54.
Look what it says.
Se her, hvad det siger.
Having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter, the disciple, followed. He's still following.
De har arresteret ham, og de ledte ham og bragte ham ind i ypperste præstens hus, men Peter fulgte.
He followed at a distance.
Fulgte på afstand. Han fulgte stadigvæk.
So you are Jesus.
Så du er Jesus.
So you walk.
Så jeg går.
And I'm following you fully.
Og jeg følger dig fuldt ud.
But then when complacency hits.
Men så kommer mageligheden.
Keep taking me for a walk. I'm following fully. Lord,
jeg følger fuldt ud. Herre, jeg følger dig.
No compartments.
Ingen afdelinger.
But now I'm getting tired.
Men nu bliver jeg træt.
I'm still following.
Jeg følger stadigvæk.
Yeah, yeah, I still believe.
Jeg følger stadigvæk.
Like Peter, following.
Ligesom Peter, han følger.
But a distance.
Men på afstand.
When you have a distance between you and God, you think you're Christian.
Mellem dig og Gud, så tror du er kristen.
But you can't hear his voice.
Men du kan ikke høre hans stemme.
You're just saved enough.
Du er lige frelst nok.
To get into heaven.
Til at komme ind i himlen.
But not saved enough.
Men ikke frelst nok.
To cast out hell.
Til at drive helvede ud.
You're just saved enough.
Lige frelst nok.
To make it to summer camp.
Til at komme til summer camp.
But not saved enough.
Men ikke frelst nok.
To come to the altar call.
Til at komme frem til forbøn.
Complacency.
Magelighed.
When the worship pastor says, let's give the Lord a shout of praise.
Når lovsangspræsten siger, lad os give Herren et jubelråb.
People with conditions say,
så dem med betingelser siger,
with conditions it means like this. If he doesn't heal me, I'm not going to shout.
Hvis han ikke helbreder mig, så råber jeg ikke.
People with compartments say,
dem der har afdelinger,
I only shout on youth camps.
Det er kun når der er ungdomslejre, at jeg råber.
People with complacency say,
og dem der har magelighed siger,
Jesus is worthy of a passionate church.
Er værdig en
passioneret bride.
En passioneret brud.
If you're going to follow, don't follow at a distance.
Hvis du skal følge, så følg ikke på afstand.
See, because complacency doesn't mean that you're going in the wrong direction.
Magelighed betyder ikke, at de går i den forkerte retning.
It means you're going in the right direction, not close enough.
Det betyder, du går i den rigtige retning, men du er ikke tæt nok på.
I have tried many things to lose weight.
Jeg har prøvet meget for at blive tyndere.
You name it, I tried it.
Nævn det, og jeg har prøvet det.
One of the best things was this doctor gave me a pill.
Det allerbedste, det var sådan en læge, der gav mig en pille.
He says, you take the pill, it suppresses your hunger, your appetite.
Han siger, hvis du tager den her pille, så undertrykker det din appetit.
So the logic is, you take the pill, you don't feel hungry, you don't eat, you lose weight.
Så logikken er, at du tager pillen, så føler du dig ikke sulten, så spiser du ikke, og så taber du dig.
So I took the pill.
Så jeg tog pillen.
And it suppressed my appetite.
Og det undertrykte min appetit.
But I decided.
Men jeg besluttede.
I will not let any pill stop me.
Jeg skal ikke lade nogen piller stoppe mig.
I will break through.
Jeg vil gå igennem.
I will fight it.
Jeg vil kæmpe imod.
And I will get to the fridge.
Og jeg vil nå til køleskabet.
I will take that mountain.
Og så tager jeg det bjerg.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
That is not a testimony.
Det er ikke et vidnesbyrd.
More. Okay, listen. That is what the enemy will try to do.
Det er det fjenden vil prøve at gøre.
He'll throw a pill at you.
Han smider en pille til dig.
To suppress your hunger for God.
For at undertrykke din appetit efter Gud.
Oppression.
Nedtrykkelse.
Addiction.
Afhængighed.
Depression.
Depression.
Isolation.
Isolation.
Jealousy.
Jalousi.
Insecurity.
Usikkerhed.
Fear.
Frygt.
Comparison.
He'll
throw these pills, hoping it will dull your hunger for God.
Piller, så din appetit efter Gud bliver dæmpet.
But you're saved.
Men du er frelst.
So you'll come to church.
Så du kommer i kirke.
You'll come to summer camp.
Du kommer til summer camp.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But follow at a distance.
Men du følger på afstand.
Maybe you got hurt at church.
Måske har
hurt, offended.
Måske er du blevet såret af kirken eller stødt af kirken.
If you haven't been offended in your entire church life.
Hvis ikke du er blevet stødt i hele dit kirkeliv.
Keep going.
Bliv ved.
I prophesy you will be hurt
at
some point in your life.
Jeg profeterer over dig, at du vil blive stødt og såret.
And then what happens if we don't deal with our hurt and our bitterness and our unforgiveness?
Og det der sker når vi ikke gør noget ved vores smerte og vores utilgivenhed og vores bitterhed.
We know too much to ever quit on God or summer camp.
Så ved vi for meget til at vi sådan giver slip på Gud eller giver slip på summer camp.
So we'll follow.
Så vi følger.
But at a distance.
Men på afstand.
You stay there. I stop worshiping.
Hold op med at tilbe.
I stop tithing.
Hold op med at give tiende.
Stop coming early.
Hold op med at komme tidligt.
Don't go to the prayer meetings. Hey, pastor, I'm still following. You know, I'll tell you why complacency angers God. Complacency angers God.
Mageligheden gør Gud sur. Nu skal jeg fortælle jer hvorfor.
Who here has a daughter? You have a daughter, wave
your hand. Er nogen, der har en datter, så vink lige.
Your daughter is not married? Wave your hand.
Hvis jeres datter ikke er gift, vink lige.
Now, I have two sons. I don't know what it's like, but
jeg har to sønner, så jeg ved ikke, hvordan det er, men jeg har hørt historierne.
You know, if your daughter is the princess, nobody is worthy of her.
Din datter er jo prinsessen, og der er ikke nogen, der er hende værdig.
Amen.
Amen.
No guy is good enough for your daughter.
Ingen fyr, der er god nok til din datter.
She's the queen.
Hun er dronningen.
But then the day is coming.
Men så kommer dagen.
Well, one day your daughter will be dad. I want you to meet this guy.
Hvor datteren siger, far, jeg vil, du skal møde ham her.
Everyone pretend you're the father, because the father is normally the angry one.
Og faren er normalt den sure jo.
Dad, please be nice to this guy.
Far, vil du ikke nok være sød ved ham her?
And you're like, who is this guy?
Hvem er han?
But please, dad, I want to marry him.
Og far, jeg vil gerne gifte mig med ham.
Please just meet him. He wants to talk to you.
Bare mød ham. Han vil gerne lige snakke med dig.
And because she's your daughter, she pulls your heart.
Og fordi det er din datter, og hun rører dit hjerte.
And okay, I'll see him once.
Okay, jeg tager en samtale.
One coffee.
Kaffe.
And so the guy comes.
Og så kommer han.
And you're like, who is this guy?
Siger, hvem er det der?
He better worship me.
Du må hellere tilbede mig.
He wants my daughter?
Du vil have min datter?
I'm going to see.
Så skal jeg se.
And then you imagine if the young man walks in.
Og så forestiller dig, der kommer en ung mand ind.
And you say yes.
Sig ja.
I hear you want to date my daughter. You want to marry my daughter.
Jeg hører, du gerne vil gifte dig med min datter.
Imagine if the young man says this.
Og forestiller dig, at den her unge mand siger.
I don't know.
Ej, jeg ved ikke rigtigt.
I've had better.
Jeg har haft bedre.
She's okay, 50%,
5%. Hun er okay, sådan 50%.
I mean, your daughter's not bad.
Din datter er okay.
You'll be like.
Så vil du bare.
Your father will be like, not sure what to do.
Din far vil ikke vide, hvad du skulle gøre.
If you have a gun, you will kill him.
Du vil slå ham ihjel, hvis det.
But if you don't have a gun, you're in shock.
Hvis ikke, så er du bare i chok.
He says, I beg your pardon, I thought you were interested in my daughter.
Undskyld, jeg troede, du var her, fordi du vil have min datter.
Some days I'm interested in her.
Ja, nogle dage er jeg lidt interesseret i hende.
She's not quite my size.
Hun er ikke sådan lige min størrelse.
I'm old and I'm running out of options, so maybe, yeah.
Jeg er gammel, jeg er ved at løbe tør for muligheder, så hun kan nok godt gå.
I can feel the anger in the room.
Jeg kan
stop,
mærke
stop,
vreden
stop.
I lokalet her.
It's a hypothetical.
Det er hypotetisk.
It's pretend story.
Det er lavet som om historie.
But you know what you're feeling?
Men følelsen.
Anger.
Vrede.
Towards complacency.
Imod den magelighed der.
What makes you think that the father?
Hvad får dig til at tro at faderen
is any less angry?
Er noget mindre vred.
When we are complacent towards his bride.
Når vi er magelige over for hans brud.
Now I understand when the youth band gets up and they sing loud music, it is very loud.
Jeg forstår godt, at når ungdomsbandet kommer herop og synger høj musik, så er det højt.
Following God fully is not a volume.
At følge Gud fuldt ud har ikke med lydstyrke at gøre.
It's a heart volume.
Det er hjertets lydstyrke.
So all the 70-year-olds and the 60-year-olds.
Så alle de 60 og 70-årige.
And the 80-year-olds.
Og 80-årige.
You can still follow God passionately.
Du kan stadigvæk følge Gud passioneret.
You can still worship God passionately.
Du kan stadigvæk tilbede
all
Gud
the young people.
Alle de unge.
Make a noise on the stage.
Larmer her på scenen.
But make a noise out there too.
Men lav en larm derude også.
Be passionate in here and passionate out there.
Vær passioneret herinde og derude.
Don't let any pill stop your hunger.
Lad ikke nogen pille stoppe din sult.
Denmark, follow God fully.
Danmark, følg Gud
fuldt
ud.
Don't let any pill suppress your appetite.
Lad ikke nogen pille undertryk din appetit.
Press through tonight. And say, God, I want to touch you.
Gud, jeg vil
I want you to stand to your feet right now.
Lad os rejse os nu.
All over this auditorium.
Ud over det hele
at the
her.
Back and at the front.
Forrest og bagerst.
You know, God.
Gud.
An encounter with God. People, you heard Pastor Joel talk earlier.
I hørte Pastor Joel fortælle her.
About an encounter with God.
Om at møde Gud.
Sometimes we don't know how to have an encounter with God.
Nogle gange så ved vi ikke, hvordan vi får et møde med Gud.
We think maybe we just
koncentrere.
More God!
Mere Gud!
I love passion.
Jeg elsker passion.
I love people who raise their hands.
Jeg elsker mennesker, der
løfter. I think God looks at passion powerfully.
Og jeg tror, Gud kigger efter passion.
He hates complacency.
Han hader magelighed.
But let me tell you the key to an encounter tonight.
Men lad mig fortælle dig nøglen til et møde med Gud. Ja.
Some of you in your heart, you're actually aching for this.
Nogle i jeres hjerte, det går virkelig ondt efter at få sådan et møde.
The keyboard guy can come back.
Lad os bare få noget keyboard.
Some of you are actually longing for a real encounter.
Der er nogen, der længes efter et virkeligt møde.
An encounter with God is when all the barriers are removed.
Et møde med Gud er når alle barriererne bliver fjernet.
So tonight we say, God, I surrender my conditions.
Siger vi, Gud, jeg overgiver mine betingelser.
I surrender my compartments.
Jeg overgiver mine inddelinger.
And I want you to light a new fire inside of me.
Og jeg vil at du tænder en ny ild i mig.
Take away my complacency.
Fjern min magelighed.
Give me the spirit of Caleb.
Giv mig Calebs ånd.
That I can follow you fully.
Så jeg kan følge dig.
That
fuld.
I can follow you wholeheartedly.
Så jeg kan følge dig helhjertet.
And see, while every eye is closed, every head is bowed.
Og mens vi lukker øjnene og bøjer hovederne.
The one thing that will stop you tonight.
Den ene ting der vil stoppe dig i aften.
Is the fear of man.
Er menneskefrygt.
Worrying about what the person next to you thinks.
Hvor du bekymrer dig om hvad den ved siden af dig tænker.
So I want you to forget about them for a second.
Så glem lige dem et øjeblik.
Set yourself free from the fear of the person next to you.
Sæt dig selv fri fra frygten for personen ved siden af dig.
Tonight, if there are areas of your life that you need to surrender to the Lord.
I aften, hvis der er områder i dit liv, du skal overgive til Gud.
I know you love the Lord.
Jeg ved, du elsker Gud.
I know you are a Christian.
Jeg ved, du er en kristen.
But the Lord is speaking to you.
Men Herren taler til dig.
About either conditions you have to let go.
Enten om nogle betingelser, du skal slippe.
Or compartments you have to surrender.
Eller nogle inddelinger, du skal overgive.
Or maybe complacency has grown into your heart.
Eller måske er mageligheden vokset i dit hjerte.
I wouldn't normally do this because there's so many people here.
Jeg vil normalt ikke gøre det her, fordi der er så mange her.
But I really believe God wants to touch some people.
Men jeg tror virkelig at Gud ønsker at røre nogle mennesker.
You could be in the back row of the balcony.
Det kan være du er på bagerste række på balkonen.
Or the front row of the floor.
Eller forrest hernede.
As I am speaking,
men som jeg taler,
if the Lord is speaking to you,
hvis Gud taler til dig,
some of you can feel the presence of God on you now.
Du kan føle Gud røre ved dig.
Holy Spirit convicting you now.
Helligånden der overbeviser dig.
Some of you it's been years before you've come to an altar call.
For nogle af jer er det måske år siden I kom frem til forbøn.
You're 60 or 70, you think it's for the young people.
Du er 60 eller 70 og tænker det er for de unge.
But Caleb was 80.
Men Caleb var 80.
And he said, "Give me that mountain."
Han siger, "Giv mig det bjerg."
He had a fresh fire.
Han havde en frisk ild.
Tonight there's an encounter.
I aften er der et
for
møde.
Anybody who will surrender.
For enhver, som
all my compartments,
alle afdelinger,
all my conditions,
alle mine betingelser,
and any complacency,
og enhver magelighed i mit liv.
If that's you,
hvis det er dig,
I want you to get out of your seat.
Så begynd at komme ud fra dit.
Excuse the person
sæde.
Next to you. You might have to say excuse me.
Det kan være du lige skal sige undskyld til dem ved siden af dig.
And I want you to get out, walk down the aisles.
Ud,
you can come down the
kom
steps.
Ud af rækkerne,
and I want you to fill the whole front.
Kom ud hele vejen
because
her,
Denmark,
for Danmark.
Will only be inherited
vi kommer kun til at få arven,
if a generation follows him fully.
Hvis der er en generation der følger ham fuldt ud.
Maybe the only reason you're responding is for your children.
Måske er den eneste årsag til at du giver gensvar nu på grund af dine børn.
Because if you are a Caleb,
fordi hvis du er en Caleb,
your descendants will inherit.
Så vil din efterkommer arve.
If we need to push the chairs back, we can push the chairs.
Hvis vi skal skubbe stole tilbage, må vi gøre det.
Just come forward, the Lord is here.
Kom frem, Herren er der.
He's worthy of it all. We sang it earlier.
Han er det hele værd, sang vi tidligere.
We sang God, you are worthy of everything.
Du er det hele værd.
All of me.
Hele mig.
In fact, that last worship song we sang before
faktisk,
I got up.
Faktisk den der sidste lovsang vi sang.
About surrender.
Om overgivelse.
That's a beautiful song. You know that song?
Ja. Ja.
I think it's a beautiful song. We can maybe sing that again.
Let's sing that again.
And I want to give you one more moment.
Jeg giver lige et øjeblik mere.
Because there are people in your heart of hearts.
Fordi der er noget i dit hjerte.
God is looking to strengthen today.
Der er noget Gud leder efter at styrke i dag.
He's looking to pour.
Han leder efter at hælde ud.
But he's going to pour.
Men han vil udgyde.
On hearts that are fully committed.
På hjerter som er fuldt ud overgivet.
So my sister, my brother, you can. I want you to just lead the people in worship with that beautiful song you sang earlier. Just lift your hands and worship.
Lift your hands. Tilbed Gud.
That's it. Everybody at the front, I want you to lift your hands.
Alle som står heroppe, lift hænderne op.
As high as you physically can.
Så højt som du kan.
I know sometimes I lift like this.
Jeg ved godt nogle gange så løfter jeg sådan her.
But just for this moment, just lift it as high.
Men lige det her øjeblik så bare løft helt op.
No complacency.
Ingen magelighed.
I want you to pray. Say, Lord, I surrender.
Og jeg vil gerne at du beder, Herre, jeg giver.
I give you everything.
Jeg giver dig alt.
I give you my conditions.
Jeg giver dig mine betingelser.
I give you my compartments,
jeg
Lord.
Jeg giver dig mine afdelinger.
Lord, I want passion in my life.
Herre, jeg vil have passion i mit liv.
I want a fire in my heart.
Jeg vil have en ild i mit hjerte.
I want to follow you closely.
Jeg vil følge dig tæt på.
Follow you nearly.
Følge tæt ved dig.
Come on, lift your voice.
Lift din stemme
til
ham.
You can speak in other tongues.
Tal i tunger.
You can speak in other tongues right now.
Tal i tunger lige nu.
Let Lord light a fire in you again.
Lad Herren tænde en ild i dig.
God.
Herre,
I surrender.
Jeg overgiver mig.
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 That's it.
Yes.
Even if you're not responding tonight, why don't you lift your voice?
Lift din stemme til ham.
Why don't you decide, God, you can have it all.
Sig til Herren, han må få det hele.
You can have it all.
Du må få det hele,
Herre. You can have it all.
Du må få det hele, Herre.
You can have it all.
Du må få det hele.
Yarabusi, I don't want to live a half-hearted life.
Jeg vil ikke leve halvhjertet liv.
I want to follow you fully.
Jeg vil følge dig fuldt ud.
I want to follow you fully.
Jeg vil følge dig fuldt ud.
I want to follow you fully.
Fuldt ud. Fuldt ud.
So now the Lord wants to strengthen.
Herren ønsker at styrke.
He wants to strengthen.
Han ønsker at styrke.
He wants to pour strength.
Han ønsker at give styrke.
Presence of God now. Just if you're at the front, just open your heart to God
open
right now.
Åbn jeres hjerter for Gud nu.
Father, I thank you for strength right now.
Far, tak for styrke lige nu.
Rebusse tereva strength.
Styrke.
Strengthen your marriage.
Styrke i dit ægteskab.
Strength in your occupation.
Styrke i din beskæftigelse.
Strength. Strengthen your ministry.
Styrke din tjeneste.
Strengthen your faith.
Styrke din tro.
Strength with your friends.
Styrke dine venner.
Strength in every area.
Styrke hver eneste område.
Just right now, strength.
Styrke.
Strength.
Styrke.
Strength.
Styrke.
Strength.
Styrke.
Strength.
Styrke.
Strength.
Styrke.
That's it. Strength.
Strength.
Strength. Strength. Strength.
Strength.
Strength. Strength.
Styrke.
Receive strength.
Modtag styrke.
Some of you God is going to call into the ministry.
Nogle af jer vil Gud kalde ind i tjeneste.
It's a Caleb altar call.
Caleb altar call.
That's it. Come on, lift your hands all over this place. So,
okay.
I'm going to hand back to Pastor Joel in a minute.
Jeg giver tilbage til Pastor Joel om lidt.
But there's one more thing prophetically we need to do.
Men der er en ting mere vi profetisk skal gøre.
We all know the story when the walls of Jericho came down.
Vi kender historien hvor Jerikos mure falder.
You know who was there at the front?
Ved du hvem der var forrest der?
Caleb.
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 Who followed God fully.
Som fulgte Gud fuldt ud.
And I don't know, Caleb was old.
Caleb var gammel.
Some people think when you give the Lord a shout, it's only for the teenagers.
Nogle tænker, når vi giver Gud et sejrsråb, så er det kun for teenagerne.
Maybe tonight, we're going to raise a shout.
Måske skal vi give et sejrsråb.
But the shout,
men et råb,
is you saying God,
for du siger Gud,
no more conditions.
Ikke flere betingelser.
The shout is going to say no more compartments.
Et råb, der kommer til at sige ikke flere
afdelinger. Lord, have my addictions, have my fears.
Afhængighed og min frygt.
But wait, maybe most importantly tonight the shout
vigtigst, så skal råbet i aften
is going to be no complacency.
Skal være ingen magelighed.
In fact, we are going to shout down the walls of Denmark.
Vi skal råbe Danmarks mure
ned. The walls of complacency.
Magelighedens mure.
The walls of tradition.
Traditionens
mure. The walls of apathy.
Apatiens mure.
See, it didn't take the whole nation. It just took a few who were fully committed.
Det kræver ikke hele nationen, det kræver nogle få der.
And they shouted unto God.
Overgivet der råber til Gud.
Let the level of your shout.
Så lad dit niveau af dit råb.
Be the level of your praise.
Vær niveauet af din lovprisning.
Be the level of the gratitude.
Vær niveauet af din taknemmelighed.
May the extent of your praise.
Og vær udstrækning af din lovprisning.
Reflect the hell that God brought you out of.
Og reflekter det Gud har givet dig.
I don't know what he saved you from.
Ja, hvad han har frelst dig fra.
I don't know what he brought you
Jeg
from.
Jeg ved ikke hvad han har ført dig ud
af. But tonight we're going to lift up a Caleb shout.
Men i aften skal vi have et Caleb
råb. A following fully shout.
Et fuldt råb.
I want the band. I want the singers.
Hello.
I want the top row.
Come
I want the bottom row. Oh. Let all the Scandinavian know. There is a God in Israel.